From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. The U.S. Senate met in a rare weekend session to vote on taking up the resolution passed by the House yesterday opposing a troop increase in Iraq. And once again, just as they did last week, Senate Republicans blocked the measure. NPR's David Wellner reports.
By calling for a vote on a day that was to be the beginning of a week-long congressional recess, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid ruffled quite a few feathers, especially those of some presidential hopefuls torn away from weekend campaigning. But more important for Reid was calling the bluff on Republicans who'd criticized him for wanting to adjourn without first having an Iraq debate.
Colleagues who blocked an Iraq debate last week have a choice to make. Do they intend to join the American people in opposing more of the same in Iraq, or do they intend to continue to give the president a green light to escalate the war?
And New York Democrat Charles Schumer, who leads the effort to elect more Democrats to the Senate in 2008, clearly relished the pressure on 21 Republicans whose terms end next year.
They are torn between their president's policy and the wishes of their constituents, but vote they must. And if they avoid the vote this afternoon, their constituents will know exactly what they are doing.
Most Republicans were clearly unhappy about having to change their plans to come back for the vote. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, who strongly backs the president's troop increase in Iraq, called today the low point of his Senate career.
The reason we're here on a Saturday playing these stupid political games while people are off over in Iraq trying to win this war is because our colleagues on the other side of the aisle are afraid to take a vote on cutting off funding.
Indeed, Democratic leaders had refused to give equal consideration to a resolution offered by New Hampshire Republican Judd Gregg. It would put lawmakers on record as opposing any cuts in funding for troops in Iraq. Here's Senator Gregg.
Why would they not want to do something like that? Why would they not want to vote on a resolution which states unequivocally that when we send our soldiers, our men and women into harm's way, we are going to give them the support they need to do the mission they're assigned to do and to remain safe?
Gregg said the reason was simple. His resolution would win far more votes in the Senate than the anti-buildup resolution. To protest this, most Republicans have voted not to consider the anti-buildup measure. That's why Virginia Republican John Warner voted against proceeding on a similar resolution of his own last week. But today, Warner broke ranks and voted to proceed.
I think we've come to the point in time when we must move forward. The only vehicle for those who wish to have this institution move forward and fulfill its goal is to move today to vote for cloture. And I shall cast that vote.
Six other Republicans also voted for cloture, as did all the Democrats voting. Still, the 56-34 outcome was four votes shy of the 60-vote supermajority required. After the vote, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he was confident Republicans would continue to have their way.
Enough of our members are unified on the issue of getting a vote on the Gregg Amendment that I don't think there's much chance we'll go back to the Iraq issue without debating and voting on the Gregg Amendment.
But Majority Leader Reid noted that a clear majority of the Senate wanted to do what the House has done. He said he's through with that resolution now and will find other ways to oppose the president's Iraq policy. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.